person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation. Evolution, revolution, got control of sound. So shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up for some. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything. And the band played on.
Go away. Go away. Oh my God, what did I have? I don't have a stick. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm an asshole, and I'm a drunk, and that I lost my lead for the Republican nomination because I'm stupid. You know, there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military. Did you know they can serve coffee at a Starbucks?
One of the women said that she was afraid.
Alright, oh, oh, Jesus Christ! God, oh, go away! Go away!
They say that if it works, don't fix it. Go against the law, might get a bit risky. No offense to y'all, but I feel a bit gifted. So I think my odds are about 50-50. Crispy. Okay, Corral, we about to put it down. Take me 10 to turn around, go and pull your pistols out. But what is this about? All these grenades and handguns. Magnus for Magnus, a strong set of hands, son. Tall, dark, handsome, holding y'all for ransom. Strong arm, Lance, so scared that he can't run. Cause when a man comes face to face with a spear, he gets weird. He can't hear, he can't see things clear. I be sincere, yes, dear, guess here. Press gear, dress queer, fresh in my neck beard. Next year, net gear, gentlier, get near. Top tier, drop tier. There's no way not here, cause there's no crying in baseball, and that's that. There'll always be a case called when Ash rap. Bars will take your face off, no cat scratch. Go ahead, ask wreck, racks on racks. See a neck, full pat on the back. After I black tack, don't spat on a cap without packing my breath. Climb the ladder, success, skipping and missing a step. New addition to spitting, you should've listened to flex. It's like, I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. Slick dickies, no one can stick with me. Spit it out quick as soon as the shit hits me. Kill swiftly, bit ill since stick stickly. Double dip dips, I dibble and bust quickies. Nifty little shit, I do it while dressed thrifty. Pricks just stiff, my stick is so shifty. Sick, Fred McGriff with the hits coming lefty. Used to be for free, now the seat's never empty. It's elementary, yeah, I heard it in assembly. Principal was telling me I better go ahead and read. Never be a better me, better off, better me. Not really a better, but I'm betting that I better be. Better with the rhetoric, set it up and let it rip. I better forget it, man, kid's a fucking lunatic. Looney Tune, lunar eclipse. Every blue moon might see a few shooting strips. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no.
Furious George here, WCOM Radio, 103.5, WCOM LP, as in low-powered, micro-powered, community-powered radio, volunteer radio, and this is the Furious George Show, and we do this every Thursday at 10, and this will be the end of the 2000-year special with a whole bunch of cool new music from 2011. That there in the background, some Asher Roth, and we got more stuff coming on, so stick around. Here's a new mix from 2011, from Low End Theory number 19. And I forgot to mention, the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience, including all those folks who have had a hard time, all the progressiveness, good things happening this year. Stick around. A micro-powered furiousness. Anywhere
they want. All the while, our children are forced to recognize that not everyone celebrates Christmas. Because gays want to fuck Santa. Right in his jolly old butt. And that's wrong. Because a gay Santa
will just bring a sack of dildos down your chimney. As president, I will fight against our gay soldiers that want a bareback Santa right in front of our children. I'm Rick Perry, and I'm a piece of shit.
I am what I eat, and it is what you eat is what you are. And really, that is something. You can't just think of any more to say at the psychological moment.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm Jesus Christ, but you don't have to be in the pews every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when Rick Perry is openly running for president. Rick Perry using my name to promote his agenda against gays in the military is just pathetic. What have gays in the military ever done to Rick Perry besides keeping him safe while he executed the mentally retarded? I just wish he'd leave me out of his sad, sad presidential campaign. Look, I get it. I'm popular. So people like to claim they know me when scoring a touchdown or running for president, but let's say you were friends with Brad Pitt. Would you really go around parties bragging that you know Brad Pitt all the time? A guy that would do that probably just washes Brad Pitt's car. And another thing, there's not a moment in the New Testament where I even remotely hint that it's okay to put people to death or start a war or give tax breaks to the rich. Anyone that would do that and claim to know me is probably the devil.
Bite me or what he would do, but thank God for that mail truck. And
tax breaks to the rich. Anyone that would do that and claim to know me is probably the devil. Or just a real a-hole. Also, children are allowed to celebrate Christmas publicly. I would know. It's my birthday. So follow me, Jesus Christ. I'll end Rick Perry's campaign eventually. Faith made America strong, but it made Rick Perry a complete imbecile. I'm Jesus Christ, and I approve this message. Kids, what are you doing? I forgive you. We'll be right back.
deserves Hennessy. A bad bitch and a bag of weed, the holy trinity. In the mirror where I see my only enemy. Your life's curseful, mine's an obscenity. This is my mama shit. I used to hear this through the walls in the hood when I was back with my pajama shit.
Ways to reverse this addiction to shopping. Reverend Billy is showing there is life after shopping by performing credit card exorcisms on churchgoers. Here he is in action.
And the governments and the corporations and the big religions and all those threatening institutions that demand our taxes and our shopping. That is not us. We are 100% the earth now. The earth. The earth. We are earth life. We will go out into the rain and join the earth and be with the earth and live in a sustainable way with the earth, in a loving way with the earth. Loveluia! Somebody give me a loveluia!
Two men were trying to rob a group of three people when they pulled out a gun. A man was hit in the head and a shot was fired, and that shot hit a woman in the leg. There's no word on the victim's condition. Police are still searching for a suspect in that.
To Become Radio, I'm Furious. And that there in the background, new Mode Selector, Monkey Town. This album came out this year. We also had some stuff before that from Lou Kid, which came out this year and also was discovered by Furious in Passionate Ways. Some really good stuff from his Chord album. So anyway, we're just having fun here and playing some tunes from 2011, you know, trying to get through the holidays with all the turkeys and gobblers out there chasing people, all the crazy shoppers, all the violence at the stores. Stick around. We got more good stuff coming. There is a wild turkey running around the studio right now.
Oh my god.
She's just okay. She's not gonna hurt you. Just back up. Back up. No, back up. Don't say that on the radio. Oh god.
It wasn't like I got knocked off the back of a donkey by lightning. I just stopped for a second and said, well, what is consumerism? Why do I want to do this? And then when I started doing that, in fact, I was a sidewalk preacher in Times Square at the time. I started talking to other people on those same sidewalks that we just saw, and people started gathering around, and we started discussing, why are we caught in this amazing trap? And that was the beginning of the Church of Stop Shopping.
And in asking those questions, what answers did you arrive at?
Go away.
Many people, Americans, but people around the world, are declaring their own independence right now. They're occupying Christmas in another way. They're refusing to go to the Wall Street-financed chain stores and super malls of the brand-name products. Rather, they're going to their own neighborhoods. They're finding ways to give a gift that does not necessarily involve a logo, a corporate logo. Keep the corporations out of it, amen? That's the devil, Sister Liz. That's the devil, amen?
Supposed to stay, but I get so lonely down here. Tell me, why does it have to be that way?
Give a gift that does not necessarily involve a logo, a corporate logo. Keep the corporations out of it, amen. That's the devil, Sister Liz. That's the devil, amen. Praise be.
Amen to that. So, I understand that you perform credit card exorcisms. What is that? How does that work?
We do have a power that is exerted over us, and it is invisible. It's mystical. We don't see it.
Man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnailed boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime.
In 2003 for the anti-war demonstrations, which globally were the largest demonstrations in the history of the planet, and the New York Times barely mentioned it.
Who are you, Washington?
Safe and live without all care up there.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Happiness is a warm gun.
Like we just made love, and we buy that perfume, we buy that car, we buy that. These forces are coming from a mystical place. And so we thought, you know what, let's have a little humor. But it's not just humor. It's also we have to make up our own magic, Sister Liz. We have to come back at the corporate marketing. They've been studying us for years.
Happiness is warm, yes it is.
How you gonna promote yourself?
What our desire might be. And so they come in and they sell us these things that we don't even want. We don't want it. We don't have the money for it. We don't want it. And we buy it.
So we do have these mysterious outside forces. And you try to cure somebody of that. And that's what you do with these credit card exorcisms. How do you know when you've cured somebody?
We get emails every day in the Church of Stop Shopping. People say, Reverend, I sat down with my family this year. We're making a third as much as we have made in the past. We're converting our hobbies into ways to make a living. We're meeting our neighbors. We don't have two jobs like we had, but now we're finding ways to spend time together. We're giving a gift that we don't necessarily have to buy. And when we do buy something, it's from a neighborhood store. It's something within bicycle range. We're learning to be in a community again. And that's complex. And that's fun.
Reverend,
that's what we're rediscovering again.
Oh, you run up your mouth, sir. Oh, you can't chat so much. You have to run up your mouth. You can't do DJ.
No higher.
Thank you.
they pulled out a gun. A man was hit in the head and a shot was fired, and that shot hit a woman in the leg. There's no word on that victim's condition. Police are still searching for a suspect in that incident. And another incident at Walmart, this one in Los Angeles, has police looking for a woman who they say used pepper spray inside of the crowded store. Police say the woman used the pepper spray during a confrontation and sprayed other customers as well. At least 10 people had to be treated for minor injuries, and what police say was caused by rapid crowd movement.
With shopping addictions. I want to play this clip for you, and we can talk about it afterwards.
All right, Sister Lizzie.
Police are now looking for a woman who pepper sprayed a crowd of shoppers in order to get her hands on a bargain.
One shopper actually pepper sprayed fellow shoppers at a Walmart in Los Angeles,
Kissimmee, Florida. A fight breaks out at a big box jewelry counter.
Reverend Billy, what happened there? Are those people possessed?
Sister Liz, they are possessed. Shopping and shooting are the same thing in American culture. Buying and bombing are the same thing. We're just now discovering how violent consumerism is. Consumerism and militarism, they are the same thing. Because we think it's video games. We think it's just Christmas again. We think we're just buying something. That's how confused, that's how zombie-like we are in the United States. Pray for us, Sister Liz. Pray for us.
so I want you all to take special care to make him feel welcome. I want you all to meet our new classmate. What's your name again?
Damien.
Say hi to Damien.
World.
And where are you from, Damien?
The Seventh
declaring their own independence.
Oh, that's exciting. My mother was from Alabama.
In another way, they're refusing to go to the Wall Street finance
chain stores and super malls of the brand name products. Rather, they're going to their own neighborhoods. They're finding ways to give a gift that does not necessarily involve a logo, a corporate logo. Keep the corporations out of it, amen? That's the devil's
disorder. That's the devil's darkness.
Wow, we have royalty
amen
in our class.
So
why don't you take your seat, Damien? We're going to finish our lesson on great singers of the Baroque era. Now, children, Nancy Sinatra was quite a choice piece of ass.
Hey, new kid, do you want an invitation to my birthday party?
Here begins the ruler king, the new domination of
psych! I wasn't gonna give you an invitation! Hey, who cut your hair? Stevie Wonder?
What a freak!
Hey, I had a movie behind that desk!
Now feel the wrath of the fallen angel! The plague of light is upon thee!
Damien, do you need to sit in timeout for a few minutes?
Hit in the head and a shot was fired, and that shot hit a woman in the leg. There's no word on the victim's condition. Police are still searching for a suspect in that incident. In another incident at Walmart, this one in Los Angeles, has police looking for a woman who they say used pepper spray inside of the crowded store Police say the woman used the pepper spray during a confrontation and sprayed other customers as well. Incident. There has been some issues around the country.
taste of this unforgivable what has to be done. And I find that when I speak to the youngsters now and I tell them it is possible to change these things that appear now, they're perhaps not so easily recognized as in our days was the Nazism, fascism, or Stalinism, but they're just as dangerous. The way in which lobbies on the financial side, capitalists, market economies without regulation, the way they really oppress our governments in a way that they cannot cope with them. Problem that you must try to work against. And when I suddenly see that in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Syria, and elsewhere, young people take it upon themselves in a peaceful way, non-violent, but to say we must get rid of what is not acceptable, I say that is the good beginning. When I see what's happening these days in Wall Street, I'm interested. When I see what happens in Israel on Russell Boulevard, I say, hey, these are young people who do not want things to continue the way they do. That's good.
sidewalks that we just saw, and people started gathering around, and we started discussing, why are we caught in this amazing trap? It's the spot.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around, we got more micro-powered, volunteer-driven radio at WCOM Radio. DJ Grizz is here, and friends. I'm Furious, I've been spinning some stuff from 2011, and also spotlighting some stuff that's happening around this time of year with all the consumerism-isms. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to micro-powered radio. If you want to learn more about Reverend Billy or all the stuff that was going on at, the crazy turkeys chasing people, or other good stuff that's happening on Micropower Radio, you can go to WCOM FM or just stick around. Do what you're doing right now. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'll be back. Here's the best song for Furious' 2011 end of the year crazy underground hip hop soundtrack. Some stuff from a Lasers album. You guys got to hear it if you haven't heard it already. Sounds Inside My Head. And definitely, if you have a chance, check out WCOMFM.org because we need your help this time of year. Every time around this time of year, we're looking for some help. However you can give it, if that's, wiping some windows or giving some music or possibly, kicking down some cash, however it works, do what you got to do. And my favorite thing is doing right now. It's just listening. So just keep doing that. Definitely stick around for some more underground revolutionary radio tonight. I'm Furious.
What the fuck, dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such, and that ain't Jersey Shore, homie, that's the news, and these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist, Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit, that's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either, I'm a part of the problem, my problem is I'm peaceful, and I believe in the people, yeah.
It's I never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. What the fuck? Dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such-and-such, and that ain't Jersey Shore. Homie, that's the news, and these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful, and I believe in the people. Yeah!
It's a lie.
Never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away.
I can't take. resisting all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.